Hello, this is David, and you're listening to In the Background. Hello, hello, hello to anyone listening. As I said, I'm David, and you're listening to In the Background. If this is your first time, welcome. If you have not heard from me in a while and you have been paying attention to the other episodes, I apologize. It was a hectic past couple months. I'll share a little bit of what's been going on in my life. I recently have just become a father. Our baby boy is about 2 months old. There's just so much to share on about that, but that will be for maybe another session and another time. Came home with the baby. I actually got very sick with COVID, and I was bedridden for about a week or so, and then we went up to my parents, who live up in New York. We were up there. My wife got sick. Then my baby got sick. Then we had to rush back down. We went to the doctors. My baby had RSV, so it was just kind of a scary little time. But a lot has been going on in my life. And from what I see in many Christians' lives, there's a lot of things happening, maybe good things, maybe bad things. As I look at the world around us, there is a lot to be said about what is happening. Obviously, we have everything going on in the Middle East. We have everything going on in Russia, Ukraine. I know that here in the U.S., recently I've had my identity stolen, cyber attacks, a lot of stuff like that. There's a lot of people talking about the solar eclipse. What that looks like, is that biblical? Is it a sign? From what I see in the Bible, everything happening in the world today is a sign. It is either pointing to the Lord or pointing towards the coming wrath. It's pointing towards his goodness, his faithfulness. You know, a lot of people are afraid, maybe. There's a fear that comes with the unknown, a fear that comes with what's happening. You know, and I sometimes take a step back and I look at everything going on, and I'm happy to know where I stand as far as my faith, what I believe will happen, what I believe would happen to me if I happen to pass away from this life. You know, there's a reason that Paul talks about the foundation of our life being Jesus Christ. All of life's problems, all of life's situations can be healed by one person, Jesus. Knowing him, having a faith that he died for our sins, that he took up that cross, and then he looks at us and says, it is time for you to take up your crosses in your life so that you can have spiritual life. Obviously, Christ died. He took our sins. He died for us. He carried our burdens. He laid it at the cross. The Father sacrificed his one and only Son to have relationship with us. And that's a big piece, the main piece of the puzzle. But the rest of this life, the rest of things that go on in our lives, our stability in life, all comes from our relationship and identifying with Jesus. So many times I meet Christians who say, you know, I'm a so-and-so Christian. Oh, I'm an American Christian. Oh, I'm an Ethiopian Christian. I'm an African Christian. I'm a European Christian. I'm a British Christian. Maybe I'm a German Christian. Wiedersehen. Or more heavy topics, I'm a gay Christian. so many things are sometimes tagged in with our Christianity. But for me, I'm David and I'm trying to be like Christ. I don't want to tie or bring in any of my own baggage and tie that in with my Christianity, with my faith. You know, when I have my identity in something, sometimes it could even be my wife, my new baby. You know, I could say, oh, well, I'm a father and I'm a Christian. You know, I love my son. Jesus says, if you love your mother, your brother, your sister, your own children more than me, you are not worthy of me. Doesn't mean you don't love your family, but he's saying, where do you have me in your life? Jesus is meant to be the focal point of our life, of my life. And you cannot overcome the things that are going to happen in this world, the things that are happening now, without Christ being the foundation and the focal point of your life and of my life. You know, I recently, as I stated, I had my identity stolen. It was a huge breach in our bank and just phone database, everything. I've been getting emails and stuff. People, my information's apparently on the dark web. If people have my business account, they're trying to buy thousands and thousands of dollars. And, you know, we're trying to catch these guys and reporting this. And it's just annoying. It is really annoying. And, you know, I was thinking about if I lost everything I owned, if I lost my house, my business, my savings, some people, you know, you freak out back in 2008 when everyone lost their 401k. You know, people were wanting to commit suicide. Back in the Great Depression, people were jumping off of buildings. Now, how can I overcome the world without Christ? Christ has overcome everything. And you realize that everything in this life is temporary. There are good things in this life, to have family, to have fun, to vacation, to enjoy life. It's a blessing. It's a gift from the Lord, but it is only a fraction of the happiness and joy that Christ and God can give us eternally with him. So as I was saying, as we look at the things that will happen, I don't know what the eclipses mean. All I do know is that the Bible says that the earth, everything groans for the return of the Lord, for him to bring peace and justice to the earth. Obviously, I'm not a Christian who believes that things will get better. I guess that can be up for debate. But as I look in the Bible, I only see that the Lord says there will be trials and tribulations, and the great tribulation will come. Whether or not people believe you'll be here, that's up for debate as well. But I like to be prepared for anything. I have my own opinion, I guess you'd say conviction about that. I could see us going through a great, great tribulation. And, you know, I don't know what that completely looks like. All I know is that there are brothers and sisters in the Middle East, in Europe, in Asia, and other places that see great, great persecution, such that is almost non-existent here in the U.S. One of the U.S.'s, in my opinion, one of our main problems here in the States is we have such a utter ridiculous comfort in our lives. It's very easy to be a Christian in the U.S. because so much of everything is built up around us to protect what you believe, how you want to live your life. Now, obviously, as we go on, things are becoming more, I guess you'd say, communist type of agendas going on where, you know, the government is really trying to press people into this and that. And, you know, that's not my battle. But it is very easy in the U.S. to be complacent And, you know, a lot of people in the U.S. have never left the shores here. I was blessed to be able. I lived over in Africa. I've been over in Asia. I've been to Europe. They're all such beautiful places. But you also get a reality of what other cultures are. You get to meet other Christians that sometimes have a little bit different of a view on things than you do, because sometimes in America, you're brought up in such a Christian bubble. But overcoming the world and the things that very well could happen, you know, like as I was saying, I don't know what all this stuff will lead to, but I do know that the Lord's clock for when God will have him return to his people, to open the eyes of the Jewish people, to bring into the family of Christians, the church as a whole body, not denominations, but the church, Christian fellow believers who identify with Christ will be gathered to him. That clock is ticking. I don't know how fast. Oh, I can say that now I understand labor pains, not personally, but what it looks like as things start slowly aching and paining, and then eventually as the baby is nearing, there is a pain, growing labor pain. So as we see things happening in the world, things will progress to at one point when the birth happens, when the Lord returns, that will be it. And a lot of people want to set dates. I guess I have my own opinion even. You know, there's definitely those theories of the 7,000 years being a complete 1,000 years to the Lord as one day to us, or one day to the Lord, 1,000 years to us. You know, there are people who believe that at the mark that God has the time of 6,000 years, that will be the then beginning of Christ's 1,000-year reign, bringing into a 7,000-year completion of the earth and building a new heaven and new earth. There's so many theories out there. I find them fascinating. But where does that put me now? Where I'm at now in my life, I'm trying to pay my mortgage, trying to live, trying to save money to pay for medical bills, which I have, to pay for car insurance, to pay for life to live. I spend every morning, or I try to see what the Lord has for me every day. In each day, the Lord has something new, a new trial, a new victory, a new request, to be used, to sit, to learn, to listen, to be patient. In this life, we can't rush God's hand in our life. We can't force him. We can't twist his arm to do anything. We can only pray. We do see in the Bible where the people who are faithful and they pray and they pray and they pray and the Lord answers their request, but we can't force him into anything. We can't force him to tell us when is the end so that we could do this or that different. The Lord is asking for our life every single day. He is asking for everything. And I do my best to give him everything in what he has for me each morning. Some days it's work. Some days it's having breakfast with a brother. It's encouraging someone. It's rebuking someone. It's letting someone rebuke me. I recently have had a thing happen in church or with other believers where I repented for an impure heart towards someone that it was something little they did. It was petty. But sometimes we as Christians have petty things in our life that the Lord wants to uproot from us, wants us to change. You know, I had some friends staying with us, and out of conversation, you know, different people have shared, I'm not going to share it on here, but they're going through some real, real struggles. And the only thing that I could find to encourage this one brother was like, you know, in my life, I allow the Lord to change me. And I think that's what picking up your cross is, what the continual narrow road as you walk, the road gets more and more narrow. As you listen to the Holy Spirit, as you allow the Lord to work in your life, the road becomes more narrow. Convictions pop up. You stop watching certain movies, TV shows. You stop listening to certain music, and you just focus on what is good, what is of the Lord, what is building in my life. As I get older, I only want things in my life that continue to build me and grow me and change me. I'm not the same guy I was the last podcast episode. I wasn't the same guy I was 3 months ago or a year ago, and especially 10 years ago. And that's what I told this brother. I said, I allow the Lord to weed things out of my life. How do I expect to overcome the world when I'm just indulge in the world, or as I just allow myself to be complacent in the world? You don't overcome anything without a death to yourself, without seeking the Holy Spirit to continue to grow and to change. I can't emphasize that enough, where we need to continue on that road. And you know, I meet a lot of Christians, they're brothers and sisters in the Lord, but we're not on the same road. You can meet a brother in the Lord who knows the Lord. The Lord loves him. He loves the Lord, but he also is on his own mission. He's trying to get wealthy. He's trying to get a position in the church, even position in life, obtain something. You know, so many brothers are also trying to find a wife. You know, they just have the Lord here, and I'm on a mission. I'm looking for that partner. You know what? Serve the Lord, and the Lord will provide you a wife. Continue on that road with the Lord, and He, it says in the Word, seek my kingdom, and I will take care of you. The Lord knows your needs. As I have a son now, I realize how much love a father can have for a son, and it doesn't even touch the love that God has for us, and I can't even fathom that at the moment. But I want to read 1 John chapter 5. I'm just going to read through the whole thing. It's about 20 verses. It just is something that stuck out to me and is encouraging me in this time that we live in, and hopefully it encourages you as well. So it is 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him, our brothers and sisters in the Lord. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. There's so many Christians that just, they're trying to walk in victory, and it's like, all I find my joy in now is to serve the Lord and to do what he asks me to do. You know, sometimes we can get overwhelmed by what the Lord is asking us to do, and those are just, you know, something. Sometimes the Lord doesn't ask you to walk around the fire. He asks you to walk through the fire, but he gives you grace. Where was I? Verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning the Son. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son, or who does not have the Son of God, does not have life. And John writes, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have an eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, let me rephrase that, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in power of the evil one. That's the world we live in now. Right there it says, the devil is in control of what's happening in the world. Doesn't mean God can't do anything. God only allows the devil, most people. Everybody should know that. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. That's the whole end of 1 John chapter 5 that I read through about overcoming the world. And I love it at the end of there. It's like, children, my children, us believers, keep yourselves from idols. So many things can be listed as idols in our life. Our job, our bank account, our money. Everything in my life, I do my best to put it on the altar. We have to live, I'm holding my hands right now, we have to live with our hands open. If we grip our hands and we're having something in there, but we're holding it upside down, the Lord wants to be able to take freely and give freely. So all that to close, I just want to encourage anyone listening and myself that we need to be overcomers of this world. There are going to be things that happen down the road, things that could happen in the next weeks, months, or years that we have to be prepared for, not physically, mentally, but spiritually. And with that, I close. Thanks, guys, for listening. If you want to subscribe, subscribe. I'm going to be starting these back up. I normally go through topical things, what's going on in my life. Some people know me, if you've been listening for a while. And I'm going to put my email on the next episode, so just so that if you guys don't like what I'm saying, you can reach out to me and you can rebuke me, or you can just share, you can say hello, get to know me, whatever. So I want to be a little bit more interactive with these and just see wherever the Lord leads me. So thanks, guys, for sharing, and I hope everybody is well and continue to be well.